Okay, it's time for everyone to relax. Just simply start by allowing your feet to relax. Allow all the tension to flow out of your body. But we're just going to start with your feet. So we relax them in the process of getting you down into a nice, comfortable trance. So easy to just simply let them relax. Imagine all the stress, all the tension just flowing out of them. And then allow the relaxation to flow on upwards. Upwards into your calves. Your feet, your calves, so nice and deeply relaxed as you listen to my voice and let the world drift away. There's really no need to do anything but just listen to my voice for a while and allow your mind and body to relax, letting all of the tension flow away. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, let them all relax, becoming more and more comfortable. So very, very comfortable. So you just listen to me and allow your body to relax. That's right. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, everything just nice and comfortable. Everything from your feet to your waist, feeling so very, very relaxed and comfortable as you listen to my voice and let the world just fade away. Nicely relaxed, letting everything else just fade away as you listen to my voice and relax further and further. Your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your chest. Feel your body becoming more and more comfortable with every word. More and more comfortable with every passing breath as you breathe in and out. You allow yourself to relax more and each breath, letting more and more of the tension out. Each breath helping you relax and sink down a little more deeply, a little more relaxed. Every time you breathe out, the relaxation just gets a little deeper. Feel how relaxed your feet are. Your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders. That's right. Relaxation has reached all the way to your shoulders and is now flowing down your arms, all the way to your hands. Allowing your entire body, from your feet to your neck, to be so very, very relaxed. There's no real need to move any of it. There's no real need to do anything. Just allow yourself to relax more and more. Each breath relaxing you further, your entire body feels so good to just be this relaxed. And now, your feet, your calves, your thighs, your waist, your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your hands, your neck, your face, your eyes, your entire head, your entire body, all of you feeling so very, very relaxed. That's right. Every inch of your body relaxing a little more with each and every breath. And now, with your body so nicely, deeply relaxed, you can feel your mind slipping down, downwards towards a nice, deep trance. Feel your mind slipping into a trance, letting the world just slip away. Feel me carrying you downward as I count you down from 10 to 1, from 10 all the way down to a very nice, deep, comfortable trance. 10, relaxing and going deeper, allowing my mind to guide you downward, down into a nice deep trance. 9, feel the world slipping away as my words guide you down, down into a wonderful, comfortable place. 8, so very nicely relaxed, your mind and your body relaxing more and more. Feel yourself relaxing, feel yourself letting go of everything. That's right, so very, very comfortable and relaxed. 7, deeply relaxed and letting go of everything. There is nothing else to worry about. There's nothing to stress over. All you're doing right now is listening to my voice and letting the world drift away, drifting away as you slip down deeper and deeper. 6. We're halfway there now. Your mind already so very nicely relaxed. Your body already so deeply relaxed. You find yourself slipping into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. 5. Feel the trance getting deeper and deeper as we work our way down to the bottom. As I carry you down to the bottom of a very deep, comfortable, enjoyable trance. 4. Going deeper still, my mind guiding and carrying you there. My words directing you into a most wonderful place. 3. So very, very deep now. My voice, the center of your attention, as everything else becomes less and less important. All that exists right now is my voice, guiding you down, deeper and deeper. 2. We are almost there, almost into a nice, deep trance. ready to continue along our journey, enjoying it so very much as I lead you down deeper and deeper still. One, so very, very deep. Your mind so very nicely entranced. It feels good to be this way. It feels good to allow your mind to come to this place. It feels so very, very wonderful. And yet, at the same time, you're looking for more. You're looking to continue along this path. And you know that there's going to be a challenge here. You see, the real question you have to be asking yourself is, can you stay dry all night? I do not know if you're ready to sleep right now. Perhaps you'll be up for hours, or perhaps you're ready to sleep right after this file is finished. That is entirely up to you. But either way, in your mind, the question of whether you can stay dry all night is starting to get more and more important. It's just a little worry. Nothing to be too terribly concerned about. And yet, you do wonder about it. You wonder if tonight you close your eyes to sleep. If for some reason, as you sleep, your bladder will get fuller and fuller. And for once, instead of waking you up, it won't. There's that small little worry that your bladder won't wake you up, that you'll be so deeply asleep that instead of staying dry all night long, instead of waking up when your bladder tells you to, instead your bladder will find a way to just simply empty itself while you sleep. You can already imagine it. You can picture it. You can actually imagine it happening. You lying there asleep, not thinking about anything else, just simply deeply asleep, when your bladder, realizing that it's full, just simply lets go. And all the urine comes flooding out. Perhaps you'll prepare against it, putting on a diaper just in case it happens, a preparation. But in so doing, a part of you will be admitting that you won't be able to stay dry all night long. A part of you will be realizing that if you do so, you've already accepted that you're not going to stay dry all night long. A part of you will have realized that you aren't going to stay dry all night long. So just the act of putting on a diaper means you've already accepted that your bladder is likely to release and fill the diaper, leaving you wet when you wake up. Of course, perhaps you won't wear a diaper to bed. Perhaaps you'll take that chance. Take that little risk. The risk that you will wake up in the morning because you've let go of your bladder. That you've let go. And now, suddenly, you've wet yourself. You've wet your bed, your sheets, everything else. That, too, is a possibility. A possibility that is running through your mind. It is running through your mind, and it keeps getting to the point where you think about it and you're afraid it's going to happen. There's a little part of you that just keeps running it over and over again, the very possibility that you won't stay dry all night long. The more you think about it, the more you obsess about it, the more your subconscious mind plays the situation out over and over again, the more you realize that it could happen. And the more you realize it could happen, the more possible it becomes that it will happen, that you won't be able to control yourself, that you won't be able to stay dry all night long. And that very real possibility is niggling at the back of your mind, working on your subconscious, working on you, making it so very, very possible that is exactly what is going to happen. And now there is one other possibility. There's the possibility that while you aren't paying attention to your bladder, it does become uncomfortable enough that you start to wake up, that you start to wake up to use the bathroom. But before you can get out of bed, before you're really awake, while you're still in that half-awake, half-dreaming state, possibly even while you're in that dreaming state, you know the one where you're seeking for a bathroom in your dream, afraid that you won't find it, or perhaps using it, over and over again, trapped in the dream, you'll find that before you truly wake up, your bladder lets go. It just simply can't wait any longer and lets go. And once again, you fail to stay dry all night long. There are so many possible ways you could fail to stay dry all night long. In fact, they're all sitting there running through your mind over and over again. And the problem is, the more you think about them, the more real and real they become, the more possible they become. It feels as if they are becoming closer and closer to your reality. But there's a chance you won't make it through the night. There's even a chance you won't make it through this file. Either way, you're deeply, deeply concerned you won't make it through the night. So you have to decide, diaper, no diaper, what risk do you want to take? What chance do you want to take? Do you want to have to change the sheets? Or do you want to wake up to a wet diaper? Because just putting on the diaper is an admission that you won't stay dry all night long. On the other hand, not putting on a diaper just means you could end up trapped in a dream or simply letting go and making a mess in your bed. There's really no easy way out. The harder and harder you try to stay dry, the more and more likely it becomes that you will fail. The more and more likely it becomes that you won't be able to stop yourself. That sometime during the night, your bladder will simply let go, and you will find yourself waking up to a full diaper or a wet bed, knowing that you didn't make it. That no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't stay dry all night long. And that just means the next time you listen to this file, it'll be even harder to resist. And were you to listen several more times, you might get to the point where it's impossible to stay dry all night long. Even if you haven't listened, those are the little fears in your mind, the little possibilities that you can't quite set aside. But for now, I'm going to allow you to wake back up, unless, of course, it's time for you to sleep, in which case you'll get to the edge of wakefulness and then fall off into a nice deep sleep. But I'm going to bring you up now. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and if it's time for you to wake up, you will do so. Otherwise, your mind will drift off into a nice sleep. deep sleep, and we'll find out if you made it through the night. 1. Your mind coming back up. 2. A little more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. If it's time for you to wake up, you will do so. Otherwise, your mind will just drift off to a nice, deep sleep. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it.